Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm so pleased to be joined by filmmaker Abdul Mohsen Aldaban, who's presenting his film Last Visit here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us. And my first question is, for the listeners who are not familiar with the film yet, would you like to maybe introduce it, tell us a little bit about the story, so that we can start talking about it a little more in depth?
The movie is about a journey between two humans, or rather, father and son. And through this trip, or the visit, the film reveals so many things about the two individuals.
The first thing that I wanted to ask you was the theme of tradition and modernity in the film. Is this a contrast that you are interested in?
This question, I would say the complex of modernity is very particular in the Arabian Gulf or the GCC countries, because modernity, I think, happens too fast, like even in a very shocking way. Like, I think modernity and tradition could clash at some point, and that's what this movie is about.
And this clash is represented by the father and the son. Is that also important, that they, that this film also talks about family in that clash?
Families for us are something very cohesive, or something very very important aspect of our daily life. But at some point, I feel it could be, it could limit our new life, or like our daily life. Yeah, the family could be like it could limit you, but at the same time, it could be something positive. And the way I look at it, I hope families doesn't limit us. Or this is what my story is trying to say.
Also, is it also what the family does before even you are born? So previous generations, and that shape who you are.
I totally agree with you. And at the same time, I think I am different than my father. And I represent my generation. But at the same time, I respect where he stands, or like his, some of his cultural values.
When you say that you represent your generation, do you feel that you represent that generation as an individual, or as someone who is part of a generation that was similar, that where everyone was similar to each other? Do you feel like an individual, or do you feel like you represent a generation in a more collective?
It's a very good question, and I actually have been asked this before. Walid, who is the teenage protagonist in the movie, the son, actually he doesn't look like me, he doesn't represent me. The way I look at him, I think he represents people I'm familiar with, acquaintances. Like, I can see him in my neighbors, my cousins. But yeah, the point is, that doesn't mean there's nothing that connect me to the son or to Walid. There is part of him, but definitely the whole character, the way I see it, I've seen him somewhere, but it's not me.
What is the importance of your film dealing, one of the central aspects of your film being death? Why is it important that this film talks about death too?
Death is a certain thing, like 100% will happen in life. And the way the reason I chose it as the background in my story is because I would like to remind the audience there is this potential, this thing that could happen, you know? So almost I'm trying to connect whatever happened in your daily life. You know, death is always expected. And at the same time, when you look at the story, you could think, you know, or someone would die.
Do you think about death a lot in your everyday life?
Okay, yes.
Yes. I think about death. Yes. You think about that. What do you think about? Like, is there something that What is it about death that makes you think about it? Some people don't think about it.
Yeah, definitely anyone, you know, is afraid of death. But the way I look at it, not from philosophical point of view, but rather very personal, that death for me is about the other, it's not about myself. Because I'm actually afraid more from like missing, like to miss someone. Or so rather for me, death, I'm afraid like when someone is dying rather than me. Because if I die, that's nothing, you know, I'm gone. But when something happens to someone else, that's what I'm really concerned about more than anything else.
Me too. That's why I think about death too, I think. I'm more afraid to be without the people I love. Yeah, can you tell me a little bit about this that style? Why you made those decision to quietness and solemnity?
My relationship to cinema or films in general started from action movies, like any other, you know, anyone who likes cinema, especially if you are young. If you like films rather than cinema. But later on I was exposed to different kind of films, which is kind of like auteur, art house cinema. Like the slow movies, you know, like I've seen, can I say about like, you know, yeah, certain Iranian movies, certain like from East Asia, certain, and he can like give you exactly the names. And so when he saw that movies, he thought like, he can actually make movies rather than watching them. So he was like much connected to these kind of stories, to this kind of style. Yeah, these filmmakers I mentioned has really a big part of my creative process. And also, I'm connected in much deeper level when I see their movies.
Yeah. Why? What is it about that?
I like these movies because mainly when I saw them, I saw something that these movies portray questions rather than give you answers. So I thought like when I see like these movies, I'm more connected to something very much deeper than the first thing I knew about cinema, just for entertainment. But when I see these movies, and especially from these filmmakers, I think like cinema, it could go to a much deeper level, like poetry or literature. And that for me was shocking, because I thought cinema, like the first thing I saw, it just for entertainment or like something to enjoy. But yeah, these filmmakers and these movies, like, connect me to a much deeper level as a human, as well as a filmmaker.
Okay, so we're going to have to wrap it up, but thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.